we have been waiting for, beloved people. Praise the Lord, my lords, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord.
Well, blessed people, what a wonderful time this Sunday again that the Lord can bring us to you to greet the church and bless the church of Christ. I know many of you are gathered in your respective altars, even across the world, because we've heard from Tanzania, from Dar es Salaam and all the altars of Tanzania and all the nations. I can see here literally all nations are tuned in. And so this is a very powerful time, blessed people, at which we are preparing for the coming of the Messiah. A very, very important time in the life of the church. A time at which the church is making a serious determination on her eternity. And there's no time like this in the church. And so we are taking advantage of this time to pursue righteousness, to pursue holiness, to pursue the kingdom of God, again, within the very, very busy structure that you see on the earth, the structures you see, the economic structures, the war going on and all these things, the pandemic that has just struck the earth. But today I come to you to bless the church. The reason the Lord has brought me to you this morning is to bless you wherever you are. And I have seen this blessing of the Lord heal people, a lot of people. The Lord has been speaking with me the whole night, speaking with me about my coming to you live on air. And so today I bless the Church of Christ globally, all over this country, all the altars where you're tuned in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless the Church of Christ that these blessings may reach you today as you are assembled and gathered in your churches. And I decree now that the revival, the massive revival of the Lord, will continue from today on. And many, many cripples will get up and walk away. Many blind eyes will open. Many deaf ears will pop open, become sensitive. Many paralytics will get up and be enabled and strengthened to be able to be loosened, to walk now stronger with their limbs, hands, and legs. Many lame legs will be stretched and strengthened. Spinal cord injuries healed. Kidney problems healed. All manner of diseases under the sun. I'm decreeing the eternal blood of Jesus today all over you, covering you all from China to the ends of the earth, from the North American continent all the way Central and South America, the whole of Africa, beginning from Kenya here, and Asia and Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the islands, everybody tuned in. Today I have come to bless the church in the mighty name of Jesus. And I have decreed the eternal blood of Jesus over all of you, the eternal wonder-working, the miracle-working blood of Jesus that flowed at Calvary. I have decreed it all over you in the mighty name of Jesus. A big revival is going to begin from now moving forward as we head to India in the mighty name of Jesus. And so today I decree that let the cripples get up and walk away. Let the blind eyes open and see light for the first time. Let the deaf ears pop open. The mute speak, paralytics walk, the lame legs pulled and equalized and turned and strengthened and fortified that they may support the body and walk away. Knees, broken bones, broken hips, kidney problems, heart conditions, liver, stomach, all the internal organs, blood conditions, leukemia, every disease under the sun, I now subject you fully under the authority of the blood of Jesus. And so I bless you all that in your pursuit for righteousness, in your pursuit for holiness, in your worship today, that the Lord may now visit you from today on, cripples are going to get up and walk in this land, and cripples are going to get up and walk across the world also, those who are tuned in the mighty name of Jesus. And I've seen the Lord already took me somewhere, and I held a cripple, and the cripple, she got up, the cripple got up and began to walk. And I've seen a large number of people healed also at the altar somewhere. The Lord has presented them to me. They have been pulled, and they are now sitting there already healed. That's the way we normally do in the revival meetings, when we tell them to come to the altar and we put them on seats. So the Lord has assembled them to me and shown me that, look, out of your decree, these are already healed. And I ask the Lord, I need even more. Let us set more people free in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord granted it. And so today I decree, by the authority of the power that the Lord has given me, by the prophetic tongue, the tongue of the Lord that he has given me, I decree the eternal blood of Jesus all over you. And I command the crippled legs to strengthen and get up and walk away, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, paralytics walk, spinal cord injuries healed, broken knees, broken hips, all those be healed, internal conditions, internal organs, blood conditions. I've declared and decreed the authority of the blood of Jesus over the Church of Christ today, that a big revival will begin in this land and all over the nations, tuned in, even Tanzania, all the way to Brazil and Europe, all nations, that a big revival will begin today, where cripples will get up and walk, blind will see, deaf will hear, mute will speak, paralytics walk, lame walk, spinal cord injuries healed, many diseases healed, all manner of diseases healed. On our way to India now, as we begin to prepare for India, I have decreed the eternal blood of Jesus over the Church of Christ, and that massive healing will now take place. Let now everybody receive their healing in the mighty name of Jesus. For the mouth of the Lord, he has spoken. And I can see in the mighty name of Jesus, I can see many people healed. I can see cripples get up and walk, blind, deaf, mute, lame, all manner of conditions. Now receive your healing, blessed people, in the mighty and most powerful and most glorious eternal name of Jesus. So it shall be. Amen.